Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
Finally, at the end of the sixth week of the 2023 legislative session, the Montana legislature is catching its stride. Today, we'll testify on three bills, but before we discuss those, I have some good news. Yesterday, we saw the final Senate vote on Senate Bill 99, a bill to ban gender transition surgery on minors. We asked you to call, and call you did. In fact, we picked up two votes from the previous day. The final vote was 30-20 in favor of the bill. Proof positive that your input does indeed make a difference. In the House yesterday, we saw the second reading vote on House Bill 234, a bill to make it illegal for schools and librarians to show obscene and pornographic materials to students. We're not talking about sex education class. We're talking about material so obscene that examples of it had to be concealed before placing it on legislators' desks. Despite the best efforts of the legislature's only transgender member, the bill passed 55-45. What's truly sad is the 13 Republican legislators who voted no on the bill. We're working hard to make sure the 55 votes hold tight during today's final vote. And you can help by going to our website at montanafamily.org and asking those legislators who voted no to change their vote. In all, it's been a good week, but the week's not over. Today, we'll testify on three bills. The first two will be heard in House Judiciary, and the third in House Taxation, not a committee we normally appear before. The first bill is House Bill 359, a bill to prohibit minors from attending drag shows. How did we even get to this point? Depending on who shows up, this could be a very interesting hearing. With the recent push to hold drag queen story hours all across the U.S. and in Montana, parents are leveling charges of grooming minors at those public libraries and even Zoo Montana in Billings who have hosted these events. As we studied the issue in preparation for today's hearing, I was left with more questions than answers, and one question in particular. As the father of five and grandfather of eight, I know there are no little children out there begging to be told a story by a drag queen, but suddenly, for some strange reason, drag queens are begging to tell stories to little children. Why? It's a question that deserves an answer, and I'll ask it during today's hearing on House Bill 359. After that, we'll shift gears and move away from bills dealing with sexual deviancy, where we've been stuck for the past 2 weeks, to testify on Senate Bill 191. This bill seems innocuous, maybe even boring, but it directly involves a case we've been involved in for over a decade. The purpose of the bill is to bring Montana's lax temporary injunction statute into conformity with the more rigorous federal statute. In our case, it affects bills like the law to require parental consent for a minor to get an abortion, which passed in 2012. That law has been under a so-called temporary injunction for the past 10 years, and still we don't even have a district court decision. The temporary injunction has in effect become a permanent injunction, and Senate Bill 191 would put a stop to these types of judicial gamesmanship. The final bill is House Bill 408, a bill to increase the cap on Montana's tax credit scholarship program from $2 million to $5 million per year. This is the program that allows Montana students to receive a scholarship to attend the private school of their choice, including private religious schools. The program is so wildly popular that this year's $2 million cap was reached in mere minutes. $5 million is still not nearly enough money, but it's a good place to start. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslothy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.